Hey there, and welcome to another edition of the End Zone Podcast. My name is Eric Jensen, and today we are here with you, back from a bit of a sabbatical. How are you all doing today? I'm doing just fine. Been a busy week for me. Just started a new job working at the fine institution of Salt Lake Community College in the first year experience office. I legitimately can only say great things about it. It's been an awesome time, and I actually can't wait to get back to work on Monday. But for right now, we are here and we need to podcast. We need to talk, guys. I just needed to get some stuff off my chest. We needed to talk about some NFL football news. It's going to be great. And guess what? It's also time to ask a big question about a division. Now, I can't promise we'll do this for every single division, but we will be certainly doing it for as many as we can before we start our division previews in good old August. And in August, he couldn't be here today because he's studying abroad, but we'll have a new guest slash co-hosty type of person, Grant, my good friend Grant. I can't wait to talk football with him all next year. Chris, of course, if he wants to, can come back on, make some pod appearances. Can't wait for all of that. It's going to be a really good time when we get to August, but for right now, we're just kind of killing time in the summer. Speaking of killing time in the summer, we've been killing weight here at the End Zone Podcast. Eric Jensen is in the middle of fitness season. Didn't go as great this week. I didn't really have the time with this new job to work out as much as I did, but as I would want to. But I went on a run this morning, did some exercises, and got back down to kind of a weight I wanted to be at. I'm about at 210. A lot of people kind of ask me, like, why I'm doing this, and it's just because I just want to improve my health. It's not anything about, like, getting cut and, like, looking, like, super good or whatever. Like, I'm not trying to be a supermodel. I'm just trying to get to the point where I can, you know, get to the point where I can have shirts that fit well and pants that fit well, and that I can kind of just look at myself and say, hey, you're looking pretty good today. And I'm feeling pretty good today. Been off soda for about, probably a month now. It's been a while. Lipton Diet Green Tea has been the staple, but yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Other summer happenings around the world. Since there's just not a whole lot of football to talk about, Kanye and Kid Cudi released a new album, Kids See Ghosts. It's weird, and I really like weird. I really like the album. I kind of go around grading albums. I haven't graded this one yet, but I think it'll be up there, 8 or a 9. So it's a really good album. I'd recommend you all check it out. I think my favorite song on that album is called Fourth Dimension, and I think it's because Kanye uses the beat from like a 1940s, I want to say, Christmas banger by this Italian singer, and it's got this old time, he plays like the beginning of it, which is like old timey and kind of big band, scratchy, higher voiced, kind of oldies sound, and then he puts a really dope beat over it and just murders it. And Kid Cudi raps really well on that one. The rest of the songs I like, but none as much as Fourth Dimension. I think that that one is by far my favorite song on the entire project from Kanye. But we are not here to talk about Kanye. We are here to talk about football, and we are here to talk about Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman, who was suspended 4 games because of a banned substance. Now, people, it's probably PEDs. That's kind of what we're suspension leads us to believe. It is currently being appealed, but it should be upheld, and he will miss the first 4 games of the Patriots season. Listen, I don't think this is a huge deal. The Patriots always start slow anyways. He's going to come back. He's going to do his thing, and the Patriots are going to end up being just fine. He's going to miss a game against the Texans, the Jaguars, the Lions, and the Dolphins. Granted, there are two really good defenses in the Texans and the Jaguars there for the Patriots to play in those first 4 weeks, but I really do believe that they'll overcome it, as they always do. It won't be too much of an issue. Other Patriots news, Gronkowski showed up to OTAs. Gronkowski, the horse, finished behind Justify in the Triple Crown. Quick segue to short Triple Crown talk. Justify winning the Triple Crown, really impressive. I don't know that much about horse racing, but I love watching it when it's on. So I watch the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness and the Belmont. But I'd love to like figure out a little bit more about the behind the scenes stuff that goes into these horse races, because I think it's really interesting. You have these owners and jockeys who spend their entire lives training these horses, and so often the horses, as they should, get most of the credit. But I'd also like to learn kind of about the people behind it, about the industry behind it, because from what I've heard, like, it can be a pretty cutthroat, ruthless industry, and I think it's obviously very competitive, and I'd just love to learn more about it. So I'm looking for some literature on that, for some podcasts on that. And so if you have anything, you know, hit me up. My Twitter account is at Eric18Utah. And then we're going to try a new thing. I'm going to give out the email to the podcast. The podcast email is endzonepod@gmail.com. Go ahead. If you have any questions, recommendations, suggestions for books, just general you want to talk, go ahead. Hit me up on that, and you might get read on the podcast. No, I guarantee that you'll get read on the podcast. I'll give you a nice little shout-out. It'll be a lot of fun. We're trying to share the podcast more a little bit this summer, just because there's less time to worry about prepping for it and more time to worry about actually going out and distributing it, just because there's less NFL reception going on. Speaking of receptions, back to Julian Edelman. You look at it, not a huge deal. I don't really have a big concern about what's going to happen here, because I think Tom Brady's going to be fine. I think the Patriots are going to be fine. They might start 3-1. Big whoop. 2-2. Big whoop. As long as they don't start 0-4, they're going to be fine. And heck, even if they did start 0-4, I'm never going to count the Patriots out until they're like 0-8, because I have no doubt in my mind that Belichick and Brady would rattle off like 12 straight wins. So that's kind of the NFL news that we have. And moving on now to our big question of the day for the division that we're talking about today, and that's the AFC West. And the big question for the AFC West is, will the quarterback play be good in the AFC West? There are a lot of questions at quarterback around the AFC West. Let's start with the Chiefs. You trade away Alex Smith. That's all good and fine. I get it. You want to move to Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes looked really good against the Broncos secondary that had kind of given up at the end of the year, and I realized that the Broncos defense is a nice litmus test, but at the same time, you gotta say it's week 17. Who knows if the Broncos were even trying at that point in the season. Patrick Mahomes still has some question marks about him. He has the raw talent, yes, absolutely. I don't think anyone doubts that. He has the arm strength, he has the legs. What we haven't seen is if he has the decision making. He'll throw those no look passes, and people love them because they're complete. But what happens when defenses, you know, start queuing up on those and start being able to read them and jump them? That could be a real problem for the Chiefs' passing game. And then you look at the help he has around him. It's good. Sammy Watkins and Tyreek Hill Kareem Hunt for running back, but Hunt is another kind of question mark I have. He slowed down in the middle of the season last year, and yes, he finished strong, but I'm not quite sure if he's going to be the same guy he was for the first 5 weeks of the season last year for the entire season this year, and I'm not sure if that's going to be enough to get a guy like Patrick Mahomes over the hump of what you want your quarterback to be. But Chiefs fans have to set some realistic expectations for what Mahomes should be, because if they say, hey, we want him to have better statistics than Alex Smith last year, well, that very well might not happen. Alex Smith had some pretty fantastic statistics last year. 4,042 yards, 26 touchdowns, only 5 interceptions. You got to think Patrick Mahomes is going to have more interceptions than that. He might have less touchdowns than that. And who knows about the passing yardage? That's always kind of relative as far as seasons go. So there's a lot to be asked about what Patrick Mahomes is going to be for the Chiefs next year. And that's the biggest quarterback question mark, I think, in the entire division. The second biggest one, got to be Case Keenum. Case Keenum obviously had that great year last year. Took the Minnesota Vikings all the way to the AFC Championship game. He broke down in that game. The Eagles defense swarmed him, and he kind of reverted back to the old Case Keenum. But the Broncos went out, they chased him, they gave him a lot of money. Last year, they didn't want to spend $2 million on him. This year, they almost gave him $40 million. Like, I'm not sure what John Elway saw that really changed with Case Keenum. I didn't like the amount of money that they gave Keenum, but I understand that you have to bring in a quarterback. I still think the Broncos should have drafted a quarterback. Obviously, that wasn't the route they went, and that's just the way it is at this point. But Case Keenum is a huge question mark. If he can do what he did last year, the Broncos, I believe they can be an 11-5, 12-4 team if Case Keenum plays at his highest level. And that's a huge if. If Case Keenum kind of reverts back to what he was, they could go 7-9. They could go 8-8. They could miss the playoffs again. And I think that John Elway's big goal is to be competitive and make the playoffs this year. And Case Keenum does not give you a guarantee to have that happen. And if it goes really sour, you could be looking at a 5-11 season again. Yes, John Elway added a lot of weapons during the draft. Cortland Sutton, Royce Freeman. I still think Devontae Booker's the best running back on the team, but everyone seems to think that this Royce Freeman guy is going to come in and take the starting job. So right now, I'm just kind of assuming he's a starter. But Case Keenum is going to have some good running backs behind him. He's going to have some good wide receivers in Cortland Sutton, Emmanuel Sanders. And I know I trashed Demaryius Thomas, but maybe Demaryius Thomas can kind of have a renaissance. He needs one if the Broncos are going to be successful this year. So Case Keenum is the second, I think, biggest quarterback question in the entire AFC West, because his success really sinks or swims the Broncos' success this season. Now, you look at Derek Carr. Derek Carr, a guy who just 2 years ago, people were talking about as an MVP candidate until he broke his leg. Last year, 3,496 yards, 22 touchdowns, but 13 interceptions. I'd like to point out something about Derek Carr. Derek Carr was playing with a back injury through most of last season. I think it's an anomaly. I think he can come back and be arguably the best, if not the best, quarterback in the division. But he has to remain healthy, he has to remain protected, and Amari Cooper has to bounce back. So, I think the Raiders have a question mark at quarterback, but not as big a question as, of course, the Broncos and the Chiefs do. It'll also depend on how John Gruden uses his offense. If he runs, that might take away from Derek Carr's success rate. But if he lets Derek Carr throw it, I think Carr can have a bounce back season. I really do. And then, of course, finally, Phillip Rivers for Chargers. I know I've been on them for a while. But a real question to ask is, can Phillip Rivers continue the play that he's had the last few years? He's getting older. He's getting up there. He's getting up there in age. Like, let's not kid ourselves. He's not the young, spry spring chicken that he used to do. I'm sure that's the wrong saying, by the way. But he's 36 years old. By next December, he'll be 37. He's getting up there. He's getting up there with the oldest quarterbacks in the league. He came in at the same draft class as, of course, Ben Roethlisberger, Drew Brees. There's a lot to be wondered about if his arm strength falls off or not. Usually we don't see that at 36 or 37. Usually it's more toward 38 now. But still, there's some question marks to be asked about Phillip Rivers. Now, these, of course, this serves as a mini season division preview, I guess. Of course, we're going to talk more about the division in depth when we get to August, but I thought the biggest question mark for the AFC West was quarterback play, and I think that we have talked about all those questions. What do you think? Hit me up on Twitter at Eric18Utah. Send your responses at endzonepod@gmail.com. It'll be great. We'll have a great time reading those responses. You'll get a shout out on the air. It'll be a fantastic time. So what does the next week hold? Well, for me, it holds more work. I'm excited to go back. I'm excited to keep grinding. I'm excited to keep moving on. I'm peer mentoring some students, reaching out to them this week. I'm really excited for that. I love helping people. I'm really excited to get back to the grind. And I think Drake's album, maybe at the end of this week, Drake's album will be out. Fingers crossed. I'm really looking forward to that rap album. If you guys haven't figured it out yet, I'm a big hip-hop fan. So maybe we'll sprinkle in a little bit of hip-hop talk between the football talk here in the summer months. This, I believe, will be our 99th episode. 100th episode coming up now. A little precursor to the 100th episode. It may not come out for another 1 to 2 weeks. It's a big show. It's not focused on the 100 episode line as some podcasts do. I know a lot of people like that, but I really wanted to keep it football related. I didn't need a best of. I'm lazy, I don't want to go back, cut all the audio and stuff out. B, I think that the question that I'm posing is it for this next huge podcast is a little bit more interesting. The World Cup starts Thursday. I'll give you a hint. It's a little bit about the World Cup. It's not soccer related, but it's football related. Think about that for a little while. It's not an obvious answer. That's why I made it vague there. It's going to be a surprise. It's going to be great. Go ahead and check it out. Until then, this is Eric18Utah, Eric Jensen. Endzonepod@gmail.com. Send us your stuff. We'll read it. We'll shout you out. We'll have a good time. Maybe, if you write constantly enough, we'll get you on the podcast. All right, guys. Have a great week. Wait another update. Because I'm working, expect more of a podcast to come out on the weekends now instead of Tuesdays and Thursdays. When we get back to the regular season, I really want to get back to that Tuesday-Friday format. But for the off-season, be looking for podcasts on the weekends. So kick back, relax, enjoy your Sunday, get ready for Monday. We'll see you next time on the End Zone Podcast. Peace out, guys. Thanks for your time. Thanks for listening.